Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please say hey to Nora Lyons joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Nora.
Good morning.
I understand you are running the Boston Marathon for a wonderful organization.
I am.
Did you have your long run this past weekend?
I did, and I finished it.
That's what I'm talking about. It's all that matters.
Yep. Yep.
The weather was a little dicey over the weekend to have that long run.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us who you're running for and why.
I'm running for the National Organization of Rare Disorders, the Boston-based nonprofit that lends family support, research, advocacy to families affected by rare diseases and disorders. They bring care, research, and policy to small communities. My son has a genetic epilepsy, and he's one of 500 diagnosed in the world. So wow. we have a very tiny community. And NORD holds together all these small communities to be one big voice.
Now, his name is Blake, I understand. Is that right? He's 14?
That is, yep.
And how's he doing today?
He's good. He goes to school. He enjoys football. He loves the Patriots.
He loves, don't we all?
Yeah. He loves Broadway. Hamilton is his jam.
And, I would hang out with this kid. He's speaking my language.
He's a lot of fun. He's very much a teenager. He gives me the I don't care shoulder, and he loves mischief.
Nora, what's it like as a parent when you get that diagnosis that it's so rare, only 500 people in the world have it, and you don't really know a pathway to navigate it? Like, what was that like for you?
It was very isolating. When he was little, we knew he wasn't hitting milestones like his brother did. So we knew something was going on, and he wasn't formally diagnosed till he was almost 5. Now his mutation is in regular epilepsy panel, mm-hmm. so it can be diagnosed much sooner. But he was almost 5, and we were kind of alone, and the geneticist in Boston Children's who did his genome pointed us to the small community. It was 150 about at that time, and now we're about 500. And although it's small, we're very tight. We have friends all over the world.
And your goal for the marathon is 10 grand.
10,000, yep.
And we're at about 7,800.
Yep.
That feels like a doable number to me, Carson. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
I feel like we could crush this morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, that's just less than $2,200, I think, to get to
light work
to 10,000.
Yeah.
And I think we have a lot of people that listen to the show that obviously have a connection to Boston Children's Hospital. Maybe you were treated there. Somebody in your family was treated there, or a friend. Everybody mm-hmm. knows somebody who was treated at Children's.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will text you Nora's link where you can go in and make a donation. Again, she's got just over $7,800, and she's trying to get to 10,000, and we would like your help for that.
We would.
Hashtag rare is what it says. I love that.
Well, best of luck to you. Go get them.
Thank you so much.
Well, Nora, you and Blake are officially now two members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for sharing your story and sharing Blake with us. And hopefully people will reach out and donate some money today, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Have a great time on the run. I'll be waving. I'll see you. All right, bye, Nora.
Very good. Bye.
And again, if you want that link, you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. It's pretty amazing what Nora's doing for her son. Again, 617-655-1234. Also, if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, you have something going on in your life you want to share with us, some good news, some happy stuff, or an organization that you're involved with, some fundraising, or just you had something amazing at work or in your relationship you want to share, we'd love to have these stories in the Good Vibe Tribe. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
All right, this is from a band called Nothing Nowhere, and they do a thing called Will It Emo. So here is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, and It Will Emo.
Feel the rain on your skin, knowing that
good stuff. Thank you, Kennedy.
10 out of 10 recommend.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of findmassmoney.gov. So as we told you yesterday, after Saturday Night Live, Morgan Wallen, at the end of the show, you know, where everybody stands up and hugs and says, good job. And
yep.
Like, it's something I've always wanted to, like, love to be a part of. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like after you do a play, and the curtain closes and everybody hugs and says, great job, you got. It looks like such a wonderful, altruistic moment.
I hate when that happens and they cut out because they've run out of time.
Well, you have a hard out at the top of the hour.
Right.
That's on that.
I want to see it. I want to see the star hug the musical guest to see which comedians they're going to first, because those are the ones they've connected with. You know what I mean? There's always that.
It's really fun.
30 seconds. I agree with you.
So Morgan Wallen was the musical guest, and after he sort of gave a half hug to the host, he walked off stage, but didn't just walk off stage, like walked at the camera and off stage. Didn't even try and like make it look like I'm just sneaking out. So Kenan Thompson is speaking about this. Apparently he spoke with Entertainment Weekly. He said he definitely saw it and he was kind of surprised. He said, I don't know what goes through people's minds when they decide to do stuff like that. I don't know if he understood the assignment or not, or if he was really feeling a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody before you get a chance to say hi or good job or anything like that, they just dip in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he had to go to the potty or something. He said, it's definitely a spike in the norm. We're so used to everybody just turning around and high-fiving us, everybody saying good job. So when there's a departure from that, it's like, I wonder what that's about. He went on to say that Prince did the same thing. And I'm not saying Morgan Wallen is Prince. His words, not mine, but my words too. But we weren't surprised because Prince is, well, Prince. Relatively standoffish, and that's just how he kind of always was, and they were just damn grateful he was there.
Well, maybe Morgan Wallen is the same way, and we don't see that right
now.
Why
is it okay for Prince and not him?
So many reasons.
Feels like a double standard, Kennedy.
It is. When Morgan Wallen is in the industry for 20 more years, he can do it.
I mean, he's doing a lot of things that have never been done before.
There's nothing mysterious about him.
he doesn't float into rooms.
He just seems like a hot mess. But either way.
It was a really funny, I don't know if you saw this or not. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kennedy, finish up.
Oh, he just said, I think it was different because it felt very abrupt. Mm-hmm. And it was a small group on stage anyway, so it was just like, wow, that was very visible. It was a very visible.
Two things. If I were ever on that stage, you'd have to drag me off. Kicking and screaming.
Well, no, you drag off.
Go to the after parties. I'd be on the stage trying to steal little pieces of the set, signing stuff that nobody knew was there. And the other thing is, it's the after party for me. One of the writers, I thought, did something pretty funny. They posted a picture of a Krispy Kreme truck sitting out on the streets of New York City and wrote, "Get me to God's country." Yeah. Kind of taking a shot at Morgan Wallen.
There was also some conversations, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Lorne Michaels, maybe said hello to the host and not to him, and he took that personally or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just reading stuff.
Or maybe he was just tired and he wanted to go home, and that could, you know.
Well, it was very like I say, it's one thing to go off the stage, like side right, stage left or right, but he came right off the stage down towards the camera. I feel he was making a statement. But in any event, from what I've read, they say he's welcome back. I can't believe we're beginning to talk about commencement speeches. I can't believe we're here. But Jennifer Coolidge will impart her wisdom to Emerson College graduates at their 2025 commencement ceremony this spring. The Norwell native and Emerson alum, best known for White Lotus, Legally Blonde, American Pie, will be given an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters by the college. This speech will be able to be viewed via live stream on their website if you aren't invited. She graduated from Emerson in 1985, and she was one of the alumni who helped record a video speech for the graduates during the pandemic because they couldn't have one, which is pretty cool. So kind of exciting.
Good for her.
She's so lovely.
She's hysterical. I can't believe she, you know, speaking of Saturday Night Live, she auditioned several times.
Many people
auditioned. A lot of people have auditioned and didn't make it.
What was Lorne thinking?
Did you watch that special that's out right now?
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary?
Yeah.
But it's sort of like, you know, people who went on American Idol.
Right.
And they were like, no, you'll never be a star. And now it's Lady Antebellum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it happens. How could you not? I mean, Lorne has hit so many home runs.
Sometimes it's just not a fit with the cast that you have then. Or you just don't get it.
Right.
But anyway, Miley Cyrus has began rolling out her next album in full force. She dropped the title track for her upcoming album, Prelude, as well as Something Beautiful. I played that for you the other day. She also adds that this era marks another bold artistic evolution for Miley, blending music and film into an immersive experience.
I love this.
She confirmed on the social medias that she'll release End of the World Thursday night at 8, but I have a little clip for you. Here it is. I will tell you some of the stuff that I've heard, or at least just the pieces that she's released. It reminds me a lot of, what was that Madonna album where she did a lot of spoken word in the middle?
No idea.
You know, she would do songs, but then she would just talk, and then she would say these things. And that's sort of what Miley's doing with some of these songs. So anyway, that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Stacy from Brookline, New Hampshire.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you, Kennedy?
Living the dream, babe. Living the dream.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Stacy?
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ed Sheeran's keeping busy. The singer stirred up excitement for his new song, Azazam, with sweet pink heart balloons popping up worldwide. Ed was just here over the weekend when he opened up a pop-up bar in which town?
That's Boston, I believe.
Question number two, it's officially April, which means you better file your taxes sooner than later. Typically, the tax deadline falls on which day every year, unless it's a weekend or holiday?
Is it April 7th?
Question number three. Hillary Scott, 39 today. She's the lead singer for this group. Take a look and listen to their biggest song, Need You Now, and then name the group.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now.
Name the group.
Is it Lady A, maybe?
Question number four. 29 years ago today, in an April Fool's prank, Taco Bell said they had purchased the Liberty Bell and were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. Outrage ensued.
Dun dun.
Which city is the Liberty Bell located in?
It's a symbol of freedom, Stacey.
What are we doing?
Is it in Mass? And is Billerica?
You say the Liberty Bell is in Billerica?
Question number five. YouTuber Mr. Beast is co-writing a novel with James Patterson. Can you name the Amazon Prime reality series where Mr. Beast had 1,000 people compete for the chance to win $5 million? It became Prime Video's most watched unscripted series ever. What was the name of that show?
I watched it too. I'm going to brain fart on that one.
That's all right. I brain fart a lot. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So, Stacey, I understand today is your first day at a new job?
Yeah, it's a seasonal job for me. I landscape in the summers, and we're kicking off today, going back into it. So I'm excited to get out there.
All right. Give a shout out to your business. Maybe we'll get a few leads head your way.
Yeah, it's Preferred Landscape. We're out of Brookline, New Hampshire.
Preferred Landscape, Kennedy.
That's where I go when I need landscaping.
Yes. Yeah. For all my shrubbery needs.
Yes. Mm. For all my trimming.
I do not have a green thumb, so I rely on them.
On Preferred Landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The customer service is the best
100%.
As well.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yep. Preferred Landscaping is what they're called, Kennedy, in Brookline, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, by the way, got 1 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
So. These are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran keeping busy. The singer stirred up excitement for his new song, Azazam, with sweet pink heart balloons popping up worldwide. Ed was just here over the weekend when he opened up a pop-up bar in which town?
Ipswich.
Yes, it was in Ipswich. 1-0. It's officially April, which means you better file your taxes sooner than later, Kennedy.
I still haven't.
I'm so far behind.
Typically, the tax deadline falls on which day every year, unless it's a weekend or holiday?
The 15th.
April 15th. 2-0. Heather Scott, 39 today. She's the lead singer for this group. Take a listen to their biggest song, Need You Now, and then name the group.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control.
That song just lives rent-free in my head.
Yes.
That's Lady A.
Well, I'm going to play it then in just a moment. 3-1, question number four. 29 years ago today, in an April Fool's prank, Taco Bell said they had purchased the Liberty Bell and were renaming it to the Taco Liberty Bell. Outrage ensued. Which city is the Liberty Bell in?
Philadelphia.
Now, just an update. Stacy said Billerica, and we have gotten a ton of text messages, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberty Bell Diner is, in fact, in Billerica.
I don't care.
Give it to her.
There is a difference between a diner and the Liberty Bell.
Ding, I am rescinding the wrong answer.
It's so funny.
Ben Franklin is rolling over in his grave with all of you texting me that nonsense.
The Liberty Bell is in Billerica. You are wrong, Dan.
Okay,
wrong.
So you all hate America. That's
wrong,
fine.
Wrong. We are giving her the point. It is 3-2. Question number 5.
I realize I was working with a bunch of commies.
Hey, there's nothing communist about a roast beef sandwich, sir.
I do love a roast beef three-way.
All right, then.
YouTuber Mr. Beast is co-writing a novel with James Patterson. Can you name the Amazon Prime reality series where Mr. Beast had 1,000 people compete for a chance to win $5 million? It became Prime Video's most watched unscripted series ever.
Was it Beast Games?
Yes, it was Beast Games.
Look at you.
I only know that because it gets pushed to the top of my Amazon all the time.
You're Gen Z after all.
No, I never watch it. It just keeps getting pushed up.
I'm just going to say, Kennedy, I think today I'm going to call Preferred Landscaping to have some work done. And then I'm going to go have a delicious meal at the Liberty Belt Diner in Billerica.
Sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a day.
I hear they have great roast beef sandwiches. But no symbols of freedom.
5-1 is, you don't know. There could be a mini Liberty Bell inside there. You don't know, Dan. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Stacy, don't get the cash, but you are picking up a pair of tickets to see Shucked. April 8th, playing at Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical. Sure, to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Stacy from Brookline, New Hampshire. I may not know where the Liberty Bell is, but it's my birthday this week, so I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. I was at lacrosse practice the other day, and one of the dads was saying to the other dad, have you heard this thing that's happening on the radio, this contest where they're trying to find Boston's best accent? It's called Downey Madness. It's really funny. And I just stood there and looked at the guy. I was like, no, I haven't heard that yet.
What station is that on? I should check that out.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be interesting, Kennedy.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Tommy Madness. And here are your frickin' four. You know, they're like the Fantastic Four, but their superpowers are drinking Dunk's Iced in the winter and being able to drive for 30 years without ever using a blinker.
Now, before we talk to David from Dorchester and Michelle from Drake It, let's just take a listen back, Kennedy, to how we got here. So we have Donnie versus Dave in the other half of the bracket. All the voting is happening right now at Mix1041.com. And this was what David from Dorchester had to say when he found out he made the frickin' four.
Morning, everyone. This is David from Dorchester. I think I should win it all because I'm an original Boston resident. As we all know, Dorchester is the hub of Boston. It's where the Boston accent originated. I actually grew up in Savin Hill in a triple-decker from a wicked blue-collar family. I was raised hardcore Catholic, going to Catholic school, and even was an altar boy. Ever since I could walk, I've been attending the famous Dorchester Day Parade. Dorchester is also the home of Marky Mark and his brothers, not to mention the queen of disco, Donna Summer. In closing, my accent is legit, and this is how I talk. Many of the other contestants exaggerate, force their accents. A real Bostonian can tell the difference. This is why I should be the winner.
So there's David from Dorchester calling out the other competitors.
He's calling shenanigans.
He is.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, with all due respect. And then this was Michelle from Drake It and what she had to say when she found out she made the frickin' four.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, it's Michelle Baker from Drake It. So you want to know why I should be the wicked winner? Well, I'm smooth like butter, let me tell you. I'll serve you dinner as your wicked winner. Born in Winter Hill, and I'm here to chill. My accent's authentic. I'm not trying to sell you. No, I'm not fake. Make no mistake. All meat, nothing lean. I'm black and gold. I'm Celtic green.
Bar.
I play the lotta. I'm dirty water. I'm out of the cellar, and I'm into the parlor. I'm definitely a yeller all the way to the harbor. I drop my R's like Brady drops bombs. In title town, all wins, no qualms. This chick got the rhymes, and I will dish ya. Michelle from Drake It, is wicked pissa.
I'm here for rhymes. You know I am.
Good morning, Michelle from Drakeit.
Good morning.
We out here writing sonnets.
That was awesome, right?
It was fantastic.
It was different. It was,
yeah.
And, it was different. I wanted to stand out. And, I didn't know I was going to be the only girl, right?
David from Dorchester, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Now, David, does Michelle sound like she has a fake accent to you, or does it sound authentic?
Sounds a bit fake. I heard in Drakeit, they fake it. I don't know.
Oh, he can rhyme too.
Oh, shots.
Woo, but too bad I'm from Somerville.
So, you're not Boston.
So, David, have you been able to rally up the troops to get them to vote for you? Because, you know, this is the important part of this is not just, you know, your performance on the air, but then also getting your friends, your family, your fans to vote for you.
Boots on the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. No, a lot of people have been calling and texting and excited about it. Unfortunately, my friends and family from Ireland weren't able to vote. I guess the site's not available in Europe. So I did lose out a little there. But I think here in the States, I'll do fine.
I hate it when the international vote doesn't come
in. I lost a lot of abroad votes.
And Michelle, what about you? What has it been like, the support from your family and friends?
It's been awesome. I'm hoping all the, you know, the 61 cousins come through.
Well, they better.
And Michelle, do you normally write poetry? Where did that come from?
No. So my husband, when he realized, you know, I got to make it, right? So he was like, let's do something different. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, let's write a poem. I'm like, a poem? What a poem, people. And then, you know what? We wrote it. It sounded awesome. So now we're gonna work on our screenplay, you know?
We love
we're
a supported
like,
husband.
Michelle Baker, the talk of the town, you know? The final chapter is going to be like the wicked winner. And then we got to figure out how to get Melissa McCarthy to play me.
That's what I was going to ask. Who's going to play you?
Yep, we're going to work on some stuff here. I think I can get Melissa McCarthy.
Okay. Yep. This is the confidence that we need here in Towny Madness.
Speaking of movies, this one's for David from Dorchester.
Yes.
It's very important to me. David, what do you think is the best movie based in Boston, around Boston, and why?
I don't know. I'd have to say Good Will Hunting.
How about them apples?
Okay.
It's not your fault.
I love that movie. Robin Williams was incredible in that movie. His accent needed a little tweaking, but, you know.
All right, we got to ask the same question to Michelle from Drakeit.
Equal time, I respect it.
What is your all-time favorite Boston movie?
Well, I like The Town.
Yeah, The Town. Well, you think you're the only person in Charlestown with a gun?
Right? Now, listen, exactly. Again, cousins. I got cousins on one side at MCI Concord, and then I got cousins on the other side at the State Police. So we're kind of in the whole mix.
Yes, that's a prison, Kennedy.
Yes, Kennedy.
I think that's where all the bank robbers are.
It's all right. I'm not here to judge.
Okay.
God love you.
Thank you both. There goes David from Dorchester and Michelle from Drakeit, a.k.a. Somerville. Thank
Winter
you both.
Hill, to be specific.
Yes.
To be very specific.
Whitey Bulger was her cousin.
So get voting, y'all. Get voting.
Wow. Down to the final four, the freaking four.
Yep.
Yeah.
The voting is tight.
It really is. I'm looking at it right now. It's wild.
If you go to mix1041.com, you can vote right there. Again, mix1041.com, vote right there. And then the voting for the freaking four ends up tomorrow night at midnight. And then on Thursday, we announce the Townie 2.
Correct.
So you have until tomorrow night at midnight to vote. Again, go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Red Sox are going to be at Fenway Park this weekend. The home opener is Friday afternoon. I think, too, we're working on plans on us being down there somewhere, Kennedy. So hopefully that's going to work out. We'll have details on that maybe later on in the week. If you want to win tickets, we're going to be giving them away all week long for opening weekend. We have Tracy from Oxford. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan.
Hello.
When's the last time you were at a Red Sox game? 1986.
I can't even remember.
Isn't that wild? Well, we want you to go.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Ken Carson Spell It.
Now, Mix 1041 asks,
Ken Carson Spell It.
The answer is probably no.
Yeah. One of the dumber games we've ever done.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Explain the game, Dan.
Massachusetts. It's Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Here we come.
It's real easy. So we're giving away Red Sox tickets. I have pulled some iconic Red Sox players with iconic last names.
Oh.
And we're going to find out Can Carson Spell It?
Hmm.
And Tracy, Carson Spell It.
And Tracy, what we need from you is we're going to see how much faith you have in Carson's spelling ability. You're going to have to guess whether or not he can spell it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start him off with a softball.
Okay.
The only current Red Sox player on the list and right. the only guy in the lineup that's hitting right now.
I have a pen and a piece of paper. Is that okay? I just want to write it down.
100%.
Okay, all right.
The first name is Willier Abreu.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he have to spell both or just the last name?
We'll just do last. I don't want to get confusing.
Okay.
Tracy?
I'll be nice and say yes.
Well, don't be nice.
Be
you want to win.
Right.
Yeah, don't be nice. Be right.
I know.
All right, I'm going to say Abreu. I think his first name is W.
You don't got to spell it. Just
okay.
The last one.
A-B-R-E-U?
That is correct.
Hey! Let's go. Game over.
On
she wins.
Did you Google that earlier
no,
to practice?
No, I did not. Is it W-I-L-Y-E-R?
It sure is.
Like, yeah.
All right, you're one for one.
Okay, okay.
You'll be in the Scripps National Spelling Bee in no time. Question number two.
Yes.
Can Carson spell it?
Can you spell Dustin Pedroia?
Oh, my gosh.
One of the best second basemen of all time.
Yeah, what do you think, Tracy?
He should be able to, especially if he's a Red Sox fan. So I'm going to say yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I have it down to what I think are two spellings, but I'm not
sure.
Give
us one of them, dear.
All right, I'm going to go with Pedroia, P-E-D-R-O-I-A, Pedroia.
That is correct.
Hey,
let's go. Game over. She wins.
Nope.
I'm trying, Tracy. I'm trying. Come on, I got two
Dan
right.
is leading this game, too.
Can Carson spell it?
Name number three. A 2013 World Series winner as our starting catcher, Jared Saltalamacchia.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I hope you like vowels.
Did that name even fit on his shirt?
They had to minimize the font.
He can't spell it.
All right.
All right.
This is where Tracy jumps off the bandwagon.
Smart. Jared Saltalamacchia. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
No.
He won the World Series in 2013 as our starting catcher,
yes, spell
Jared Saltalamacchia.
Spell Saltalamacchia.
Language of origin, please.
I'm going to guess Italy.
All right.
I bet his mom cooks Sunday dinner.
Saltalamacchia. I'm going to go S-A-L-T-A-L-A-M-A-C-C-I-A. Saltalamacchia.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
You're missing an H.
What? Oh, there's an H in there?
At the end, H-I-A.
H? What? H-O Saltalamacchia. Oh, my gosh. Well played. Well played, Tracy. Tracy's gotten three right. Does she win the ticket yet?
Nope.
Okay.
You're going to keep spelling until we're done.
Can Carson spell it?
At least one more, because this is just funny. Give it to him, Jan.
Okay. Can we do two? I'll be quick.
All right.
Most iconic Red Sox name of all time, Carl Yastrzemski. Tracy?
No.
Can I spell his nickname? Yaz, Y-A-Z. There it is. Hold
I
on.
I believe in you.
Hold
Come on.
Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski. All right.
There are two letters he's not going to get.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to go Y.
Go ahead.
Y-A-Z-T-R-I-M-S-K-I Strinsky.
No, hit the buzzer.
Like three times.
You should have hit the buzzer on the third letter. It's Y-A-S. T-R-Z, which is an insane pair.
T-R-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
E-M-S-K-I.
E-M-S-K-I. E-M-S-K-I. Okay. All right. Pretty good. So she's gotten 4 out of 4. Did you get the tickets yet?
Do you want to do one more or no? I have
Can
one more on my
Carson
list.
Spell it.
Make it quick.
All right. Another World Series winner with the Boston Red Sox. First baseman, Doug Mankiewicz.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Dan, have I told you how much I love you in your games lately?
Yeah.
Okay, can you say that name again?
Doug.
Now, D-O-U-G.
Now batting, Doug Mankiewicz.
Man.
I can't believe that's how you pronounce that name. I would have said it so differently. That's wild.
Man. All right. Man. I don't even know where to begin. All right.
I would start with M.
M-A-N.
And for that
buzzer.
Reason,
B-I-Z-Z-T-R-E.
Not even close.
Okay.
M-I-E-N-T-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z.
Oh,
Mankiewicz.
You had no chance.
It's fantastic. Did Tracy just get all five
she
correct?
She did. That's our girl.
Can Carson spell it?
She can read you like a book.
Wow, nice job, Tracy.
Well played, friend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a great time this weekend going to see the Red Sox at Fenway Park, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, enjoy the game. Yeah. Enjoy the game.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Paula from Haverhill.
Hello, good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan, if you were going to kick Kennedy out, what would it sound like?
I'd probably say, go on, get.
Thank you, Dan.
Beat it.
All right, Paul. Five pop culture trivia questions, Paula. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Kennedy's gone into that little studio next door. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I am ready when you are.
Coyote versus Acme has officially been saved. The movie, which is mixed animation and live action and stars John Cena and Will Forte, was shelved by Warner Brothers, but they just sold it off to another company who plans to release it. Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products in an attempt to catch who?
The Roadrunner.
15 years ago today, in an April Fool's prank, Ben and Jerry announced the world's first virtual ice cream. They claimed you could test the flavor of the ice cream just by licking your computer screen.
It pains me to think of how many people probably actually did that.
Which New England state?
I'm just gonna think that.
Which New England state are Ben and Jerry's headquartered?
Vermont.
Sabrina Carpenter fans think she just shaded her ex with a post on TikTok. Who is her ex?
Oh, Barry Cogan?
Question number four. Linkin Park are not selling like they used to, apparently. They had to downsize their Dodger Stadium show in September to the much smaller Intuit Dome. And they're also offering $40 tickets to all of their U.S. shows. Name this Linkin Park song.
I'm tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me.
Name the song.
I become so. Oh God, I can't.
You're right there. Yep.
Question number five.
I become so young. I don't know.
This pop superstar became the first black woman to headline Coachella back in 2018, and her fans even changed the name of the event. Who is she?
I don't know. Mary J. Blige. I have no idea.
All right. That's a good guess. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Paula, you work at Mass Eye and Ear?
Yes.
What do you do?
I am at the mouth home. I'm an ophthalmic technician. I do eye exams.
That's a cool job.
Yeah. We're all deaf from wearing headphones really every day, so I'm sure we'll see you soon at Mass Eye and Ear.
Oh, no, I'm in the ophthalmology.
I'll stop by and say hi.
If you can't see, then come see me.
I can't see or hear, so. Paula got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Coyote versus Acme has officially been saved. The movie, which mixes animation and live action, stars John Cena and Will Forte, was shelved by Warner Brothers, but they just sold it off to another company who plans to release it. Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products in an attempt to catch who?
The Roadrunner.
Meep, meep, meep.
So is this kind of like, the Michael Jordan Bugs Bunny?
Maybe.
Situation.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
The all-time best live-action animation mix is clearly Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I forgot about that.
Hell yes.
Paula, did we just become best friends?
Tied at one, question number two. Kennedy, 15 years ago today, in an April Fool's prank, Ben and Jerry's announced the world's first virtual ice cream. They claimed you could test the flavor of the ice cream just by licking your computer screen. I actually remember when this happened. That's how long we've been on the radio, Kennedy. Which New England state is Ben and Jerry's headquartered in?
Vermont.
Tied at two. Sabrina Carpenter fans think she just shaded her ex with a post on TikTok. Who is her ex?
Barry Cogan. They've been broken up a while. I feel like she's moved on. But anyway.
Yeah, maybe not. Tied at three. Question number four. Linkin Park apparently aren't selling like they used to. They had to downsize their Dodger Stadium show in September to match to a much smaller Intuit Dome. They're also offering $40 tickets to all their U.S. shows. Name this Linkin Park song, Kennedy.
Tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless. Lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. But under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Caught in the undertow.
Numb
is correct.
No!
4-3, question number five. This pop superstar became the first black woman ever to headline Coachella back in 2018. Her fans even changed the name of the event. Who is she?
Beyoncé.
Yes, they called it Baychella.
Oh.
Five. No, you're not a dumb dumb.
No, we don't do negative self-talk here.
No,
hello?
Let's
just say one thing. I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor. I commend you, Kennedy.
Well, I commend you. Get it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two times. She's an overachiever, Dan.
I am.
Well, she's a warrior, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations to you, Paula. You didn't win the money, but we do have a prize for you. You're going to go see Shucked on April 8th, playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure, to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, go to BroadwayInBoston.com, but you're going for free. Enjoy that, okay?
Thank you very much.
No, thank you for calling in, Paula. We appreciate it. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Paula from Haverhill, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can always call into the studio or you can text us. And this actually happened off the air yesterday. We got a call from Monica in Milford, unsolicited. She just called in. She said, I felt like it was a crappy Monday morning. The weather was bleh. Mm-hmm. And you just needed a story to lift your spirits. And the story she's going to tell you is going to lift your spirits. It's going to make you feel so much better about how you have injured yourself doing something silly, because that's what happened with Monica. Listen to how she, what, she separated her shoulder, I think it was?
She'll tell us.
Everyone in my life has gotten a huge kick out of this, and it's caused some laughs, and there's nothing I can do but laugh about it. So last Wednesday, I was playing with my three-year-old just before bedtime, and he's really big on, like, peekaboo, but it's not just, you know, hide behind his towel kind of thing. He's three, so it's a little bit more involved, you know, throwing your arms up and boo or rah. And I was playing with him and I dislocated my shoulder.
How aggressive are you peeking, Monica?
Apparently excessively. Yeah, it was really fun telling the staff at the ER, my coworkers, and the best part was on Friday, I had to tell 60, 11, and 12-year-olds that I dislocated my shoulder playing peekaboo because I teach sixth grade.
Carson, this so sounds like something you would do. Like, so, you just look at something funny and something goes awry. So don't feel alone, my friend.
Monica, this happened to me. I was, I don't remember how old I was. I was probably fifth or sixth grade, and I have a younger brother. His name's Henry, and I was just trying to distract him because he was upset and crying. And we were playing peekaboo, and we were tickling, and we were, you know, like wrestling on the bed or whatever. And you over-exaggerate everything with a kid to make it funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, you threw your arms up and separated your shoulder. Well, when he did something, I, like, threw myself back, like, oh, my gosh. I threw myself back so hard that I fell and caught the corner of the nightstand next to the bed.
Ow.
And put a gash in the back of my head.
Oh.
You can still see it to this day. I had to have, like, 14 stitches put into the back of my head. There was blood everywhere. It was all over the sofa, or all over the bed, all over the carpet, all over me, all over my brother. My mom came in, and she's like, thought I had murdered him or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm the one that's hurt. I'm the one that's bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I figure y'all could use a laugh on a dreary morning, and I know you guys are usually letting us all laugh at your expense, so I figured I'd
throw you a bone.
You're a gem.
I appreciate you.
You are awesome. A gem.
Well, thanks, Monica. We appreciate that. Take care of yourself, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm hopefully going to have an MRI this week, so here we go.
Take it easy. God.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
That was nice of her to do.
She's a good egg.
Offer herself up, a sacrifice for our smiles.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Oh!
Wow.
That's aggressive peekaboo, Dan.
How aggressive were you peeking?
Yeah, she won't be in the World Championship for 2025, that's for sure.
Jen is from Reading. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So you tore up the kneecap, but how did you do it? That's the best part.
We had just bought a new-to-us truck, and I didn't realize how big the doors were, and I was rushing to get the kids in the car because we were going to see my parents, and I opened up the front door and was too close to it. The bottom corner of the door caught my kneecap and knocked it out of place.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
So I went down, and the kids are like, Mom, are you okay? Mommy, what's going on? I'm like, okay, I'm okay. Hey, guys, look, what's over there? And they all turn their heads, and I pop my kneecap back in the place. And they were like, what was that? I said, a distraction. Okay, let's go. We got to go to D&M Papa's. Okay.
You are a superwoman.
I tore it in two places and wound up having my fourth surgery on that same knee.
Bless.
I'm kind of accident prone.
Did you learn how wide of a berth you need on that door?
Yeah, just a little bit. I give it the whole arm span, whole wingspan to open up that door. Now
you need to wrap your legs in bubble wrap. Protect you at all costs.
Four surgeries just getting in and out of a truck.
Good God!
Thank you, Jen. Elizabeth is from Milford. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Tore your meniscus doing what?
Taking off my yoga pants.
You know, I have had days where I got caught in a sports bra, but I never injured myself. But I did stay there for a long time trying to get out of it all by myself and having to go downstairs like this with my hands above my head looking for scissors. But that beats it.
Laughing because it's like, why didn't you just use your hands? So I was tired, as you are after actually working out in yoga pants, and so I was just like stretching my legs up to pull them off that way instead of using my hands.
Yeah, so like you step on one part of it while you're pulling the other leg up, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We've all done that.
My knee clipped the counter of our bathroom, and it's like a thick granite. It hurt.
It hurt.
You tore your meniscus. Yeah, it hurt.
No.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. The kids are downstairs. My husband's downstairs. They're like, are you okay? We thought we heard something. I'm like, I think I need help. So, it was fine.
Did you have to have surgery?
No, thankfully. It was a little, not torn enough that I would need surgery. But, it hurt.
It's so great when you got to go to the...
Bless your heart.
When you got to go to the doctor and you're like, what happened? Lululemon got me.
Right.
They don't care. They like a break in the action that makes them laugh a little bit because they see the same thing over and over again.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your pain and sharing it with us.
Thank you, all of you.
617-655-1234 if you want to share a story of how you injured yourself in a ridiculous way. I think you got a pretty tough task here because these are pretty good.
I think we forgot about one that Dan did that somebody put on the text line, and I would like to talk about it when we come back.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Oh, I totally forgot about that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen, injuring yourself happens, but it's when it happens in a ridiculous way that we love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've heard about somebody playing peekaboo a little too aggressively this morning.
Like getting an MRI aggressively. Like that's wild to me.
Peekaboo is, unless the game has changed since Bear was a child, you just put your hands over your face and you go, peekaboo, right? Isn't that, am I missing something?
No, she just got super aggressive.
Why? I didn't try it, Dan. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Just, you move your hands.
Well, you're not as committed as she is.
Perhaps.
I'm not a peekaboo enthusiast as much as Monica is.
You didn't care as much.
617-655-1234.
His childhood is ruined.
Kristen is from Billerica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Kristen is an EMT, guys. And you'll never guess where she injured herself.
Go on.
Used to. So I was going to go into my ambulance, heard my partner talking, and when I turned my head while stepping off the curb, one of the antennas in the front of the ambulance impaled one of my nostrils. And I had to tell them I couldn't go on the call, and my partner drove me to the ambulance to get my nose cauterized that night.
Like up your nose? Like...
Up my nose.
Like in your brain?
Hold on, can we just back up? And I want to know how the antenna got there, Kennedy.
Well, she fell onto it.
So you were getting out of the ambulance or into it?
No. I was walking around the front of the ambulance. It was parked at our station. And I noticed my partner was in the driver's side talking on the phone, and I went to look at him while I stepped off the curb in the front of the ambulance. And on this particular ambulance, there was four antennas because we have different radios.
Right.
So did you have to stay in there, or did you have to pull it out in order to go to the ambulance?
Oh, it came right out, and I walked right past the passenger door into the back, grabbed any towel I could to not get it on my uniform.
Started triaging yourself.
My partner was like, you're ready to go on this call? And I said, we're not going on this call. I need to go get my nose cauterized. And he just kind of stared at me, bewildered, making a phone call to her supervisor.
Oh, my God, dude.
The nurses thought I got struck by a patient. They're like, you're safe now. Did anybody hurt you? And my partner said, if someone hurt her, they would have been a patient too. Like, he was all protective.
Oh, bless your heart.
Do you find that you get radio stations better in your car now?
All right.
Maybe I do.
She just has to sneeze for better reception.
Right. It's a little staticky. Would you please touch the radio? Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Producer Dan, what happened to you? Somebody text in. I don't remember
I legitimately forgot about this until they reminded me. Now I'm having PTSD flashbacks. So I was in Miami with my girlfriend at the time, and we were down there for a long weekend, and we had been on a boat partying all day doing Miami things.
Yes.
And now it's like 4 in the morning, and I'm asleep, and I woke up with like heartburn. And the room is pitch black. I'm like, oh, I have Tums on the counter over there. So I get up out of bed, and I immediately slip on a towel that I have left on the floor and go down like a sack of potatoes, and I blow my knee out at 4 in the morning, and I'm completely naked. So now, and when you go right from dead asleep to serious injury and the adrenaline takes over, so now I'm completely naked on the floor in shock, and I'm like shaking from adrenaline.
Probably interesting sounds coming out of you.
And my brain is like, what's happening? We were just asleep, and now
I'm naked on the floor.
And I had to get, we were going home the next morning, so I had to get wheeled around the Miami airport by like this nice 90-year-old man who had to wheel me to my gate.
Daniel.
And don't leave towels on the floor in hardwood. You'll go down naked and it'll be a bad scene. I forgot about that one. I got to remember that one.
That was a good one.
All right.
Thank you for reminding us, friends. We appreciate you more than anything.
You remember my life better than me.
We have somebody by the name of Butter from Quincy. Good morning, Butter.
Butter? Oh, yeah, you say butter.
Butter. Michelle has taught us all.
Yes, it is butter. My apologies, Butter from Quincy. What happened to you?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is pretty stupid. You know, years ago, starting out in construction, and, you know, peanuts were pretty meek at the time. It was February, and I had a siding job. Decided to put my ladder up on a hill, kick in the feet, and got up to the top of the ladder, and the feet kicked out because the ground was so hard and icy, and the ladder slipped down, and about, like, I don't know, about 4 feet, and I saw a platform for the stairs, the cement stairs, and I tried to make a jump for it. No, that didn't work. I just kind of pushed the ladder aside and went slamming onto the ground, onto the stairs, and pretty much broke my my ankle right off, pretty much.
Right off, huh?
Down goes butter.
I was kind of running around with no feet. It was just like one foot and jumping around, like, It hurt. No, it swelled up pretty bad, and thank God I had a buddy there to pick me up and drive me to the hospital. But that was pretty stupid.
How far did you fall?
I was up probably about 28 feet, and I probably slid down probably about 26 feet down onto cement stairs.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Lisa, was are you okay today? Do you walk with a limp? Are you
no.
all right?
No. People have been wondering that for a long time.
Yeah, he's like, no. My name's Butter. No, I'm not okay.
No, I can fall 20 feet out of the air. I'm fine.
onto a concrete slab of stairs. Oh, man.
A couple McGillicuddy's, yeah. A nice pack. You're right back to work on Monday.
Absolutely.
Put some dirt
absolutely.
On it.
All right. Thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take bye. Care.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. You can find out more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Michelle from Brookline.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Michelle, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
So we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Our boss, Sal, is lurking in the background, keeping an eye on his money.
#SuckItSal.
That's right. #SuckItSal, young lady. Kennedy's left the studio. Michelle, are you ready?
I am.
3 years ago today, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel pulled an April Fool's prank by swapping roles and hosting each other's late night shows. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were the musical guests for both shows. Who is the third big current late night host outside of the two Jimmys?
Would it be Seth Meyers?
Question number 2, random fact time. Before it became a furniture store, IKEA started as a mail order business that sold things like pens, wallets, and picture frames. Which country was IKEA founded in?
Sweden.
Question number 3. Who won the 2023 Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in The Whale?
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
John Boyega called Star Wars, quote, the most whitest elite space, and said fans have trouble with black characters playing leads. Who did Boyega play in Star Wars? Excuse me.
I have no idea.
And question number 5, this TV series starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, with its post-apocalyptic storyline based on a video game, is about to drop its second season this month. Name the show.
The Last of Us.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Michelle, I hear you work in event production.
I do.
What's the next big event you're producing?
So we actually have 4 events this weekend. We do dance competitions, so we're going to be in Westbrook, Maine, Lowell, Massachusetts. And we'll be in 2 other states. I don't know where.
Does that mean you have to work every single weekend because of your job?
I do not, no. No, we have about 80 crew that that run the events for us.
Wow. What's the name of the production company?
It's called Turn It Up Dance Challenge.
Turn It Up Dance Challenge. Let's go.
DJ Turn It Up.
Turn It Up Dance Challenge.
That's right.
All right, Kennedy. Michelle got, I have 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These, Kennedy, like a dance routine, are tough. Question number 1. 3 years ago today, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel pulled an April Fool's prank by swapping roles and hosting each other's late night shows. The Chili Peppers were the musical guests for both shows. Who is the third big current late night host outside of the two Jimmys?
What's his name? The news guy. The glasses.
Need an answer, Kennedy.
Glasses news guy.
I can see his face.
Stephen Colbert, there it is. I believe, is the answer you're looking for. 0-0, question number two, random fact time. Before it became a furniture store, IKEA started as a mail-order business that sold things like pens, wallets, and picture frames. Which country was IKEA founded in?
I feel like it's not where you think it is. I feel like it's an American company. And they just lie.
Interesting theory.
Sticking with it.
Sweden, Kennedy. The first
That's
time,
why the meatballs hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but all the names don't mean anything. It's not real. It's not a real language. None of that means anything.
The first time I saw an IKEA store was when we were in Germany.
I shopped there a lot in Germany, too.
And I was like, this store is amazing. How come we don't have them in the United States?
And lo and behold.
And look at us now. We are thriving. It is 1-0 for Michelle. Question number three. Who won the 2023 Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in The Whale?
Brandon Fraser.
2-1. John Boyega called Star Wars, quote, the most whitest elite space, and said fans have trouble with black characters playing leads. Who did Boyega play in Star Wars?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'll never remember it.
Finn.
Yeah.
2-1. Question number five. This TV series starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey with its post-apocalyptic storyline based on a video game is about to drop its second season this month. Name the show.
All of us when we were all of us.
The wheels are off the Bronco,
all
Dan.
All of it, all of us. Yeah. That's my answer.
The Last of Us
is
what we were looking for. 3-1 is the final score.
The exceedingly rare Kennedy suits.
That is wild. Well, congratulations, Michelle. You just won yourself $100.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Say it loud. Suck it, Sal. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Not only that, but you won yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of Owns the Never Ever Mets. Friday nights on Own are on fire. A new season of the Never Ever Mets is here starting April 4th at 7 on Own. Set your DVRs. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Michelle?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I cannot even come close to beating Michelle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ellen from Middleborough.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
I also understand your grandson, Caden, is in the car?
Yes, he is.
How old is Caden?
Almost 2.5.
2.5. Okay. He should really
Hopefully
help you during
help.
This. Yeah, definitely. Gonna be lots of Blue's Clues questions, right, Dan?
Yeah. Or you the Blue Wee. Spend
Sorry.
That $1,000.
Yep. All right, here we go. Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You answer more of these five questions correctly than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000, Ellen, okay?
Sounds wonderful.
Just a reminder, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Last week, the pop star who rose to fame on Hannah Montana announced plans for Something Beautiful, her upcoming visual album that is supposedly inspired by both Pink Floyd's The Wall album and movie and by Mandy, the trippy Nicolas Cage action horror film. Who is she?
Miley Cyrus.
Can you tell me which actress won an Academy Award for her role in Black Swan?
Got nothing.
Question number three. Sean Kingston and his mother were found guilty of several counts of wire fraud. They'll be sentenced in July. Name this Sean Kingston song. Take a listen.
See, it started at the park. Used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart. That's when we fell apart. 'Cause we both thought that love
Last forever.
Last forever. Name the song.
Forever.
Question number four. Can you tell me which singer played Nala in the 2019 live-action remake of The Lion King?
I don't know. Pass.
Question number five. In the TV series Friends, what is the name of Phoebe's twin sister? Going to need Caden to step up.
It's awfully quiet back there.
Come on, Caden. Don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
All right. You and Caden have big plans today?
We're just going to hang out. The sun's going to come out. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, the sun is going
to
come out.
I like to hear that. A beautiful day.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Ellen, who has her grandson, Caden, with him. He's like two and a half. They got one out of five correct.
Suits.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Last week, the pop star who rose to fame on Hannah Montana announced plans for Something Beautiful. It's her upcoming visual album that is supposedly inspired by both Pink Floyd's The Wall album and movie and by Mandy, the trippy Nicolas Cage action horror film. Have you seen that one?
No, but I'm going to put it on my list.
I know. I can't believe there's a Nick Cage movie that you didn't see.
Oh, gosh, there's quite a few. Yeah. He's got so many. It's really hard to watch the whole catalog.
Yeah.
Who is she? Who's the artist releasing?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, that is correct. Tied at one. Kennedy, can you tell us which actress won an Academy Award for her role in Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
2-1. Sean Kingston and his mom were found guilty of several counts of wire fraud, and they will be sentenced in July. Kennedy named this Sean Kingston song.
See, it started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever. Lasts forever.
Name the song?
Beautiful Girl.
Mm-hmm. Benny King did it better, but I like that one.
Why not both?
Huh?
Why not both?
3-1. Question number four. Kennedy, which singer played Nala in the 2019 live-action remake of The Lion King?
Beyoncé?
It was Beyoncé. 4-1. And question number five. In the TV series Friends, what is the name of Phoebe's twin sister?
Ursula.
What's her last name?
Buffet.
Nice job, Kennedy. Wow. You got that one quick.
Well, I had to make up for that last round because, woof, that was bad.
You bounced back, though, like all great champions do.
Thank you, Daniel.
5-1 is the final score. Unfortunately,
good
Ellen,
job.
Yeah, that's not going to get you the $1,000 this morning. But thank you so much for listening and calling in and playing this morning.
Oh, it was fun.
Good.
Yeah, you still have Caden and a sunny day to look forward to.
I mean.
That's right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ellen from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.